Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening. Today, we are having a special episode of Real Estate Straight Talk. It is Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. I'm not going to hold you because they have a lot of important information to share with you. Let's begin.
Welcome to Real Estate Straight Talk with industry professional Sharon Homer, breaking it down and giving you the inside track on the real estate front so that you too can achieve the new American dream.
Hello and good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us with this for the special edition to Real Estate Straight Talk. And today I have, again, joining us on the line, Mike Ferris with Del Ria. Hi, Mike. Good evening to you, and thanks again for joining us.
I love being here.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to give a brief recap to our listeners because, as Aurelia stated, we do have a lot to dive into today in introducing a new topic. So just wanted to recap our show last month. In regards to just introducing our listeners and our callers to Del Ria and, you know, some of the services that you offered with Del Ria and some of the benefits in becoming a member. And even we talked and touched on investing. Now, today, however, we wanted to just kind of open up and start discussing how you get people to the new level of performance through performance coaching. And you did briefly touch on that last month also, but we kind of wanted to dive into that this month and kind of introduce that to our listeners. So if you can just explain what performance coaching is to our listeners and so that they can familiarize themselves.
Okay. Well, first, with the Delaware Real Estate Investors Association, there's a very strong coaching component. And our goal with the coaching component is to get real estate investors to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on this call probably has heard of some big name program out there that you could spend tens of thousands of dollars on. You know, they offer you a free weekend or a free workshop,
okay,
and you kind of get drawn into this stuff. The information marketers are who are making the most money in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to coach people and get them to be successful and make money. And I won't use any names, but one of these big programs out there offered me a commission if we would send our people looking for coaching,
wow,
to them. And the commission that they were going to pay me is greater than what we charge for an annual,
wow,
membership to our coaching program. That just puts it all in perspective. It's totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to learn how to play a sport, you don't need to buy every book ever known to man about the sport. You need to know the rules. You need to know how to play the game, and you need to get on the field and play. That's what,
mm-hmm,
we do. We get people on the field playing. The rules to real estate investing or the technical side of it, you know, you familiarize yourself with it, you play the game, and you know what to,
mm-hmm,
do.
Right.
But in our experience in coaching, it's not the real estate technical knowledge that makes or breaks somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's how well they perform with what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And It's the most exciting part of coaching for me, and it's the kind of realizations that you can give somebody that will take it from them sitting in the stands with their book
mm-hmm.
to getting out on the field and scoring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely hear the excitement that you have, that you're expressing today, even as you expressed last month that, you know, that's the most fulfilling part of your job is the coaching and educating people how to perform, like you said, in the real estate game. So is anyone coachable, or is there any one type of person that is coachable, or is everyone pretty much, like, who typically is good for your coaching, performance coaching program?
Well, it's funny that you said it that way. Is everybody coachable? Well, I guess not really. It's really up to them if they want to open themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all met somebody who really wasn't very interested in changing their attitude, or, you know, they could say certain things, but the bottom line is they're going to be lazy and they don't want to be anything but lazy. So, you know, there's not much you can do with those people, but somebody who really wants to go for it and is interested in turning around things that are part of them that will change their performance, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, then, when you have these people who are excited about coaching and diving into investing, what are some of the skill sets that they're being taught, or what can they take away from their coaching session? And how long is the coaching session actually? Like, are you coached throughout? Like, how long does a coaching session do you require or recommend for individuals to sit through?
Well, it really depends on the individual's goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, up front, chances are they want to spend more time. And as things, you know, really start to improve and they start really running well. And even myself, I have a coach and I keep myself growing that way. You know, people just want less, but they want to stay tied in so that their performance doesn't diminish. You know, like if you think about somebody who's an incredible pianist, just because
mm-hmm.
they get too incredible doesn't mean they have to stop practicing.
That's right. So you're saying to stay great, you have to, you like, even for yourself, you keep a coach, and it's for however long that the individual wants to be coached. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, one thing I realized a long time ago was, and it's going to sound like, how did you not know that, Mike, was that I don't know what I don't know. And I have
mm-hmm.
blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a blind spot to me, how am I going to see it?
Right.
But when I'm plugged in with somebody else and we're talking about where I want to go, the things I'm doing, and they can probe into me, then those things become much more apparent to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you asked what were some of the skills that are taught in coaching, and the list is very, very long, and it gets very deep, and sometimes a light will go off and somebody's life will change right in front
right.
of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I think, and we can touch on a few big ones tonight, but one thing that I think is very important for everybody is having a vision and
mm-hmm.
understanding, first of all, that we aren't, like, I'm not Family Mike, and then at a certain time of the day, I'm Spiritual Mike, or I'm Personal Development Mike. I'm always Mike.
Right.
And Mike is made up of different things, but those things don't get put down. Those are
right.
always with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, and to make this probably clear to everybody, if you've worked with somebody who had a tragedy in their personal life, just because they come to work doesn't mean that tragedy isn't affecting them.
Right.
If somebody is sick and they have, let's say some problem that's, let's say a bad back, or they found out they have some illness. It's the physical part of them goes everywhere. If you were betrayed heavily by a friend, well, you could be sitting at work or sitting in school, and that's just on your mind because we're just one person.
Right.
So when we talk about vision, it's not just important to have a vision for your business in order to be successful in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know what the vision for your life is in all areas.
Right. I agree.
So you don't feel out of balance, so that you don't have, like when you're wanting to run, you don't have this heavy suitcase of a spiritual issue holding you back.
Right.
Or you understand what I'm saying? So
I do.
You get the vision for your life, and you make sure that you've got all the parts of your life kind of clearly written out and defined. And they say that when you write a vision, that it should be so clearly defined that your senses start to become engaged when you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's take family. Let's say that you don't communicate well with a lot of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it and you think, yeah, I really do get a bad feeling. I feel a little guilty. Kind of like when we have a family gathering, it's kind of like I can't be as happy as I want to. So you've kind of got that in your mind, but you say, you know what, this is how I want it to be. I just want to say to my family that I know I've been lazy, I know I stink, and I don't want it to be that way, and I want to improve my relationship with you. Let's start getting together. And you start thinking about how those feelings would change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? So your senses become engaged in it. And when you can write it out and write how you think you're going to feel and what people's reactions are going to be, all of a sudden, it's like you open up that world and your entire being starts to gravitate toward your new vision. And it's the same thing. You could see that in your family pretty easily. You could do it with your physical. Your physical being. You could say, this is how I want to eat. This is how I want my body to look.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I want my social life to look. I have two friends, and I want to have at least 10 friends. And I want to go to a party and I want to feel like, wow, I walk into the room and I look around and I'm like, I'm blessed. Look at a room full of people. So, you could see that if you start doing this and you get a vision, all of a sudden, when you go about your day, you're not just wandering around being busy. You've got a real purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with your business. What fulfills me? And just because you can't get it tomorrow doesn't mean it's not your vision.
Correct.
And you don't even have to know how the heck you're going to get there. You just got to know where you want to go.
Right.
So putting together this in all aspects, and I'll tell everybody what they should focus on when writing a vision. Number one is their personal development, their learning, whatever it might be, personal development, personal growth. Number two, their career and their business. Number three, financial. Number four, family. Number five, and this is out of seven, is social.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, physical. And number seven, spiritual. And some people might say, well, I'm really turned off to religion and I really don't believe in all that stuff. Okay, well, what do you believe in?
Right.
You start with the least, if you say, I believe that there's a creator because, seeds grow and we cut ourselves, we heal. Like there's something out there, but all the rest of the stuff that I see, I don't believe in that. Okay, start there. Start wherever you are. And some people throw an extra category in there, which is a bucket list.
Okay.
I want to run a marathon or I want to skydive, that kind of stuff. And forgive me, how long do we have on this call?
as long as we typically have a half an hour, but please take your time because I know this is the type of conversation that our listeners needed, because in the very beginning of Real Estate Straight Talk, we had this type of conversation talking about people and people getting over themselves. So this part is really the coaching part of it, and we really want callers to become engaged in all of the wealth of information that you're offering, that you typically, I'm sure, offer to your coaching clients. So I want them to take advantage of the time. So we typically have a half an hour, but I know we can have some additional time, and I'm not sure if Aurelia is still on the line, but take your time, but we most certainly will get our cue. So you can just continue with your list.
Okay. Well, I mean, those are the big areas of ourself, and we should keep them all in mind when we're defining how we want our whole life to look. But I want to give you and all the listeners an example of how powerful this can be, because it might just sound like, oh yeah, it's a good idea, and I could see how it'll work some. But check this out. This is an experiment into whether goals really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this experiment was done with 400 students at the Yale University in the graduating class of 1953. Okay, they were asked to write down specific life goals. Out of 400 students that were asked to do this, only 12 took the time and actually wrote down their goals.
Wow. That's sad.
Check this out. And 20 years later, 1973, the experiment kind of came to its end. Those same students were contacted again, all 400.
Mm-hmm.
And the researchers looked for a measurable way to see how successful these 400 people were. And one measurable thing was a financial summary. And, of course, that doesn't mean everything, but it's an indicator that there's success.
Right.
So when the researchers compared the results of what each student had achieved against whether they had written goals 20 years before that, the 3% of the students that had written the goals, the 12 out of the 400, were worth more financially than the other 97% combined.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting.
And like I said, that's not the biggest measure of success, but they also found that those 12 people were more satisfied in their lives and enjoyed a higher quality of life in everything, relationships, health, careers.
Because of a vision. Yeah. Yeah, I really like your twist. It's not even a twist, but I really like how you expand the minds of individuals who may even come to you initially with a small thought or with just a thought. It's almost like that little mustard seed. I like how you kind of water it, and for it to people don't really believe that you can make a business out of everything that you're referring to as far as even investing in real estate. And the fact that you expand people's minds to, like you said, to exceed and expand to a different performance level, I think it's very important because it's set, like you, as you stated, setting a vision for your life. And I'm sure you have some individuals who actually, as I stated, come to you with just a thought, oh, I want to do this, but to know that you have that vehicle of coaching in place so that they can, you know, do it one time, it may be fun, and to just continue to expand on that. I think that's a very good tool that your organization offers.
Yeah, and like I said, it's the part that I like the best, because I can watch people, like when the light goes off and they get it, and then all of a sudden things are happening. Like, it's like they're a different person. And it's just real. I mean, you can't be lazy. You know, your vision isn't going to write itself. But
exactly.
when you do things, the right things, things can change. So that's one thing that's important. Here's another concept that might seem like it's not really relative, but when we talk about it, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's honesty. Being honest with yourself and others. And, you know, like, what the heck could that have to do with anything? But let me use an example of something. One of my daughters was reacting to my other daughter in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to explain to her, if when she does this, if you do that, then it just like furthers the problem and it starts making everything worse. Well, I'm not doing that. And I could clearly see she was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she held to it. I'm not doing anything wrong. She's doing this. I'm not doing
mm-hmm.
anything. And, I mean, that sounds like a regular old relationship,
right? Yeah, seriously.
But I realized, of course, I can't talk to her in that situation. She's upset and she's defensive. So I got her later on and I said, Alexis, I just want you to understand that you and your sister love each other and you don't like to fight, but you do. And I want to show you a way that you can stop it. And she was open.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to her what she was doing, and all of a sudden she saw it. And when she was honest with herself,
right,
that was the point at which the problem could change.
Mm-hmm.
So she got rid of the behavior because she was honest with herself. So
mm-hmm.
now you get rid of the junk, and you say, what do I want to replace it with? I want to replace it with maturity. Or I want her,
mm-hmm.
now when she does that, I'm going to try this instead. And now there's room for that. Before, when the defensive stuff and being dishonest about it and pretending like it didn't exist, when that was there, there was no room for anything else.
Correct.
So here's some others. Have you ever heard of somebody with a good business idea? And they talked about it and they kind of puffed about it and it was... But they were talking about it in January, and then they were talking about it in February, and they were talking about it in March, and then like second quarter, third quarter, and you're like, good grief, are you ever going to do anything?
Mm-hmm.
But now watch this. You talk to them and you say, well, why isn't it doing it? Like, why can't you get it off the ground? I'm so busy.
Yes, yes. Yes, I have, and I must say that I have been guilty of that myself.
Right? But here's the truth about that. They're saying, they're lying to themselves and blaming it on busy. And the truth is, a lot of the times, it's not about busy. What they really should be saying, and I'm guilty of this too, I'm a terrible time manager.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And when you can be honest with yourself and
mm-hmm.
quit repeating the lie, quit making the lie bigger by telling everybody that you're just too busy.
Oh, busy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you could just be honest and say, I just stink at managing my time, and then I get lazy. So my big idea isn't going anywhere because I'm a terrible time manager and I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's room for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that sometimes people have big ideas and they say that something is in their way
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whatever the obstacle is. And the truth is they're coming up with something to mask them just being afraid.
Yeah, that is very true also. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. in these examples, you can see that first we lie to ourselves to make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Then we blame, and then we lie to everybody else.
To make them believe us.
Yeah, and then the lie just gets bigger and stronger, right?
Yeah, it does, and we're talking to see why the importance of the coaching is. It sounds like you have a lot of testimonials, even from the coaching that you've offered, some of your own. I mean, all of the reasons and examples that you just provided is a reason to have a coach, like you said, to even be honest with yourself. I feel like people feel like they're not together if, oh, a coach, oh, I have everything together, when, you know, you're still running around every day making excuses, and just as you stated, you have a big idea that you passed in 2011 that you still haven't launched, and, you know, as you said, you don't know everything, blind spots, and it's people who, you know, really feel like having that is kind of a weakness, but like I said earlier, I really like the aspect of the coaching when it comes to growing your business and actually maturing in ways that I feel like most individuals have that weak spot, but you just don't want to admit that that is where you need some assistance. And that's where coaching can come in to expand and grow your business and even yourself, those areas within yourself that could stand some water. So I really, do you have any examples of any of some things that have happened or testimonials from some of your your personal students?
Yeah. I can think of one guy who, he is a realtor, and mm-hmm. he sat in the group and, you know, we would talk, and this is in a group coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to realize the realtor, of course, has access to the MLS, so he has the upper hand, or he has an advantage that a lot of investors don't have. He's been a realtor for a long time, so he's seasoned. He knows how to look at a house,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't doing anything. Like, he was getting, his head was filling up with knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but he just couldn't execute.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, I'm just like, I'm working with these buyers. And basically he was making excuses, right? So
mm-hmm.
he was lying about the reason why. So we got him to see that he was making excuses. And then we also had him focus on the financial part. Like, what are your mm-hmm. financial goals with investing? Why did you want to do this? And it wasn't like, it was so simple. The bottom line was, if he flipped one house, he was going to make, let's say, $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to sell a couple properties at least to make the same.
Correct.
So he looked at that effort, and especially after you talk about the you know, the buyer and seller split, and you have to give some to
Correct.
Your broker.
Broker. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had to sell more than two properties.
Exactly.
So we kind of got the excuses out of the way, and we kind of got the reality of it just right in front of him. And then the light bulb went off. And you could just see him sitting there, and it was like his face just kind of froze, and his mouth
mm-hmm.
was open. He was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got together the next time, he had a great deal together.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped his house, paid a ton of money. You know, it's that kind of stuff.
It's awesome.
I've worked with somebody who had just really bad self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't think that they could do much. Bright guy, just
mm-hmm.
didn't really have much faith in himself.
Wow.
And when you could just kind of get through all that stuff and get somebody to see themselves for who they are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy was just like, he went from having some great ideas to off and running with them all.
Wow.
One of my friends, she's doing really well. She's in a coaching program with me where we have a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And she had really good goals, but she just kept having failures in her attempt to achieve them.
Oh, wow.
And then she... Well, the thing was that they weren't big failures, but they were just really disappointing for her, and she was having trouble, you know, just keeping it all in perspective. And
mm-hmm.
instead of making it just like, okay, this happened, it just became this big story around it.
Right.
You know, well,
okay.
This happened, and now they think this, and now I'm going to be that. Until she just kind of got over that, she was. Like, she kept stumbling. Then all of a sudden it clicked, and our coach was, like, really on her about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Last week and to this week, she had an idea with a friend to open a bakery, and, like, within 1 week, they got the door open.
Wow.
And
wow,
she's like,
that is interesting.
And it's just little stuff sometimes, you know?
Yeah. It's so exciting, though. Like, it's so exciting, one, to have a coach who was so excited about like opening your own eyes and, you know, that is just as knowledgeable and passionate about it. And to, you know, it makes me want to have a coach. So it's very exciting, actually, you know, when you get out of your own way and you have somebody to guide you to that point. So I think that's very exciting and actually quite liberating. What does it take to get to become a part of your coaching program? And I know you may have talked about that also last month, but what is required to become a part of your coaching program, and where can our listeners sign up for the coaching program?
Well, if you're in Delaware, it could be done face-to-face, and usually the first meeting or two is good to be done that way. But it's perfectly normal to do this kind of thing over the phone. So first of all, coaching is available to members of Delreia. So if you go to Delreia, DELREIA.com, you can become a member. It's only $149 for the whole year. And then you get a ton of other stuff with that. But then you're eligible for coaching. And you probably know that these kind of things can be pretty expensive, but we only charge $50 for a half-hour block. And we will be very soon starting a performance coaching group. So there's the private coaching for $50 for a half-hour block, but then we'll be announcing the coaching group where it'll be less expensive. And it's kind of, you know, some people prefer the group atmosphere. They learn and hear what other people are going through and hear the coaching that's given to them. Right. And other people just prefer for it to be totally private. But
Now, will your group coaching also be available via maybe a conference call, or is that, or your call for those who are outside of Delaware, are those just the private coaching? Is that offered for just the private coaching?
The private, or, well, actually, all will be done through the phone, unless
okay.
it's private and you're local and you want
one-on-one.
Yeah, and you want one-on-one, then everything would be done phone.
Okay, awesome. And please, Mike, provide us again with the website. And we're going to, I would love to continue this topic and conversation next month if you'll be willing to join us again next month. I know there's a wealth of information, but if you can please share the website that our listeners can go to regarding the coaching and your contact information so that they know how to reach you.
Sure. Well, first of all, Delreia stands for Delaware Real Estate Investors Association. So it's DELREIA.com. If you'd like to email me directly, it's simply mike@delreia.com. And, you know, I'll get up with you and we'll figure out what your goals are and we'll work on a plan to get you there. And all of this is done. Now, I do some performance coaching for people outside of real estate, but primarily I do this to help people get their real estate business either to the next level or off the ground.
Okay, great. I believe we kind of lost Sharon. I think her call dropped. And that's really interesting because your coaching sessions, they last. Hold on 1 second. Can you just give us your information again? Because I think I have an emergency and it's Sharon on the line. Okay?
Sure. The website is DELREIA, which stands for Delaware Real Estate Investors Association. .com, Delreia.com, and my email is mike@delreia.com.
That is excellent. Now, I noticed that you were talking about coaching. You don't just, it's just, I listened to the whole show, and I'm like sitting here with all these questions. The question that I have basically is, when you do your coaching, you help people coach in general. It's just not specifically for real estate. It is for just business development in general?
Yes. And, you know, I'm working with somebody right now, and she really came to me because of health and fitness. Like, she just couldn't stick with anything. And surprise, surprise, after the first call, she had no idea what she was doing with her life. She just, like, woke up in the morning and didn't really have a plan for anything. Spent more time planning a vacation than she did her life.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Okay, so you help get people on track.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm asking these questions because I might need your assistance somewhere down the line.
Always glad to. And when I say this is my favorite part of what I do, I mean that. It's just, you know, it's fulfilling that your business can actually be turning lives around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Sharon, do you have any other comments you want to make?
No, I do apologize for dropping the call. But, I want you to share, and I'm not sure if you already have, but I really wanted you to share the information so the listeners can contact you regarding the performance coaching and membership for Del Ria.
Oh, he did that already.
We did that. Yep, I did it for you, and then I did it again.
Okay, awesome. And I told you I do apologize for that. But, yes, I definitely want to continue this conversation on next month. So definitely please tune in next month. And make sure next month, I'm sorry I didn't advise you in advance, but definitely have pen and paper. We really would like to open up the lines next month for any questions that you have for Mike or myself. And we will definitely make that more of a question and answer session for out the month of August so that you guys can get some questions answered by Mike.
And if you remind me and you ask me next month how somebody's bench press can help their business, I'll give you that whole story too.
How someone's a bench? Really? Really? That is definitely a reason. Callers, you definitely have to tune in for next month because I know I want to hear that story. If we had the time, I would love for you to share. But please join us next month with tools to write with and with open ears and open minds. And please visit Mike at the website and with his contact information. And next month, we will keep you posted with the date. But again, we will make that an open Q&A session for our listeners. Was there any anything else that you wanted to add or share today, Mike?
No, that's it. And I'd be very glad to come back and do another session with you.
Awesome. Aurelia, was there anything that you had to add or any questions?
No, I don't have any questions in regards to this. I can I just do my normal wrap-up for the end of the show. So I just want to, you know, thank you both for providing such a wealth of information to our listeners, because whether they know it or not, if they had to go out and seek this information from other places, it would cost them a great deal of money.
Yes.
And I appreciate the time and the dedication that you, Sharon, have shown to, you know, being here on the show month after month. Mike, I just love the addition that you add to the show. You add so much value and so much information. And I don't even know where to begin to tell you thank you, but thank you so, so very much. I'm learning a great deal as well as I listen to you. Your information that you're providing for our listeners. So I appreciate you.
So do
Thank
I.
You very much.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to next month.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So everyone, that is that's Real Estate Straight Talk. And they are normally on the second Saturday of the month. However, it's summertime, so people make, you know, schedule changes. So we'll just keep you posted as to when the next show is going to be aired. However, it will be next month and usually around the second week of the month. So just keep your ears open and we'll keep you posted as to when the next time is going to be. You can join us on Saturday. We're going to have this wonderful, wonderful artist, Yada. She's going to be on with her new single, End of the Road. And we're going to go through the rest of the week. I'm not sure. We're still planning. So keep your ears open. We love having you. Thank you for your continued support, and be well. Have a good night.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.